Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. It is Red Men Bite-Sized time on Monday, the 21st of August. I'm Paul Machin, and here is a wrap-up of all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club today. We've got some transfer news. We've got a story from a former Liverpool Echo head writer that has set their Twitter aflame. We'll get to that in due course. We're going to start with a couple of reaction pieces and fallout from the weekend. Action. Wataru Endo, Liverpool's new defensive midfield signing, was chatting to a bunch of Liverpool reporters after the game, including our very own Neil Jones, which is featured over on his Substack, but also James Pearce of The Athletic as well. And he was asked about joining the club and how the deal came about. And he said, really interesting response. He said, to be honest, I followed Liverpool's news that they wanted midfielders. They wanted a six. I thought Caicedo had gone to Liverpool. So when I heard he went to Chelsea, I just thought, maybe. My agent called me and I had to decide quickly. I couldn't say no to play in the Premier League. It was always my dream. I would always tell my agent I wanted to play in the Premier League for a top, top team. So here I am. Really good. Really good to see it. It's one of those things that really kind of warms the heart of how much a footballer really wants to beat your club. And, you know, having gone through an era of Liverpool where a number of players would sign for the club and feel like that was it, they'd made it, or maybe they felt they were bigger than Liverpool, or they were, you know, they were the centre of attention. To have a guy come in and show a real degree of humility, but also not in a way that makes him seem weak, it just makes him seem really good, really positive. Yeah, can't wait. And a really impressive cameo from him as well in difficult circumstances with Liverpool, of course, down to 10 men when he entered the fray against Bournemouth. But yeah, interesting that he was following the Liverpool news, which does kind of make you wonder whether the feelers have been put out, whether this has been kind of on the back burner for a little longer. You know, we saw that the deal came out of nowhere, but does maybe hint that, you know, where had maybe been passed his way of Liverpool's interest earlier than we were certainly privy to it. Moving on, continue with the fallout from the game. Jurgen Klopp was asked about Trent Alexander-Arnold, who was seen limping after the full-time whistle. Klopp said he got a kick and it's pretty painful, but as far as he felt it, it didn't twist or anything. It was a kick. That's why we changed it. Hopefully is okay. Yeah, anyone who will have watched the game from inside the ground, it was quite obvious. Trent pointed to his ankle as he stepped over the touchline and talking to Jurgen as he was subbed off. It's interesting because I had wondered whether that was a tactical decision to make the Reds a little bit more solid in the final stages of the game, particularly with 10 men, but no. He was seen without a boot on and some strapping post-match, but hopefully, as Klopp mentions, it is just a kick and nothing too serious, and he should hopefully be available off the back of that. Good to see Stefan Bajcetic back in action as well. He posted a little picture on his Instagram account saying, felt so good to see you at home again, hopefully soon on the pitch. Stefan Bajcetic, brilliant to see him back on the subs bench for Liverpool. Hopefully he gets some good game time and continues his phenomenal development so far. Last piece from the game, and it's caused a little bit of dissension in the Liverpool fan base, and not the usual transfer based stuff which we've seen over the last few months, but Jurgen Klopp was caught apparently saying, when his song was being sung during the game, can you stop singing that shit? Can you stop? Now, of course, we know that Jurgen's gone to great lengths last season in particular to kind of make it clear he doesn't like his song being sung during the game. He said, I don't really like songs being sung about me in general, but it's definitely not during the game. And in fact, we actually saw last year him almost applaud the cop for holding on until the end of a match to sing it. I guess he'll feel a touch of frustration that we're kind of back to this again. I'm sure it'll get brought up probably in his press conference this week, and then maybe a little opportunity to reiterate his statement. But a few people a little bit annoyed. Paul Senior, who owns a couple of absolutely fabulous bars and restaurants, Petit Cafe and Alton Road as well, says, after responding to a tweet saying, "Love Klopp, he doesn't get to tell us what we can and can't sing," he said, "Agree with this completely, pissed me off a bit today. Once atmosphere moans about good songs, it's being too literal, it's just a song, Jürgen. It's support if it's sang about you, Shanks, Albert Stubbins or Rigobert's song." Yeah, Joe Connolly was the one who kicked that off. Adam Rowe, our friend of the show as well, said, "I love him, but Klopp doesn't get to decide what the fans sing, not now, not ever. He also seems to think his song is a celebration of winning the game that is currently being played. It isn't. He needs to pack it in with that one. He's way out of line." From a personal perspective on this one, I really honestly don't care if it bothers him. Just why sing a song that bothers the manager, to be perfectly honest? Let's just sing it at the end of the game. Let's make some new songs. Liverpool did not create any good new songs. Well, we created one pretty good new song, but it was for a player who already had a brilliant song in Diogo Jota. Let's just make some new songs and sing Klopp's song at the end, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care enough about it. One way or the other. It doesn't bother me and it pisses him off, so I'm happy.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
To not sing it. Right, let's move things on to transfer news then. And the Daily Mail and Simon Jones writing for them with the headline, Liverpool hold more talks with Bayern Munich over potential deal for Ryan Gravenberch as Jürgen Klopp looks to make further midfield additions. With Crystal Palace's Cheick Doucouré still on their radar, Liverpool have held more productive talks with Bayern Munich over midfielder Ryan Gravenberch. The 21-year-old Holland international is high on Jürgen Klopp's list if they can finalise a fee with the German champions. Talk had also taken place for Crystal Palace's Cheick Doucouré as Liverpool look to strengthen their midfield further. Gravenberch is open to leaving Bayern Munich as he wants to play more regularly. The midfielder joined Stuttgart, joined Bundesliga giants in a 21 million move from Ajax last summer. Gravenberch made 33 appearances in all competitions in his debut season at Bayern, but only 6 came as starts. And the Mali international Doucouré impressed during his debut season at Palace after joining in a 22 million move from Lens last season. So, Liverpool, by the looks of it, are continuing to press on with midfield signings. One note of caution on the Gravenberch deal, and this comes from Simon Mullock, who's the chief football writer at the Mirror, and he says Man United and Liverpool are embroiled in a tug of war for Bayern Munich midfielder Ryan Gravenberch. The two Northwest giants have tabled contract offers to the 21-year-old former Ajax star after being told that Gravenberch is planning to hold showdown talks with Bayern about his future under Thomas Tuchel. The German champions value around 22 million. Now, what is an interesting wrinkle in this, he says, but a more likely compromise would be for Gravenberch to be sent out on loan for the season. Bayern told the Dutchman they did not want to lose him when Liverpool and United made inquiries earlier this summer and the player opted to stay. But he's now decided to seek more guarantees about minutes on the pitch after being an unused substitute in the German Super Cup defeat by Leipzig. And that has put Erik ten Hag and Jurgen Klopp on red alert. The last time they went head-to-head for one of Holland's top talents, it was Liverpool who prevailed. Ten Hag wanted to sign Cody Gakpo last summer, but United could not come with the money, and that allowed Klopp to snatch the Dutchman away in a $45 million deal in January. So yeah, really interesting. My very top-line speculation on this is that if it is only a loan, and a loan only, I suspect that would put Manchester United in the box seat because they are quite desperate for footballers who are not rubbish at football, and Liverpool don't like loan signings, particularly for players that they're going to spend a lot of time developing. It does all, though, link into our, I guess, probably the big story of the day so far, and this by James Pearce for The Athletic, and the headline is, Endo has been bought to start Liverpool matches. They aren't targeting another number six this summer. Really interesting article from James Pearce, largely talking about Jurgen Klopp's reaction to signing the player, some quotes from there, kind of reviewing his first performance for the Reds at the weekend, but also... says the really interesting quote in this is, as things stand, Liverpool don't intend to recruit another specialist number six this summer. Another sign of how highly Klopp regards Endo. He's been bought to start matches. With Stefan Bocetic returning to the matchday squad on Saturday after 5 months out injured, the teenager is viewed as a suitable alternative in that role. What Liverpool are still in the market for, however, is another multifunctional midfielder. They have a long-standing interest in Ryan Gravenberch, but Bayern Munich's stance all summer has been that he's not for sale. The Netherlands international, he was an unused substitute against Werder Bremen on Friday, has found his opportunities limited in Germany since moving from Ajax for $21 million last summer. If Bayern's position changes and they're prepared to consider offers, then Liverpool would be part of that conversation. So, yes. Given how strongly Liverpool have been linked with moves for Cheick Doucouré, and it obviously continues to be mentioned, that is at odds with what James Pearce has said there. Now, what I would suggest is, information is only correct as and when the time that journalists go with it. There are certain journalists out there who are happy to run on one source. The really reputable ones will run on at least two. The truly cast iron ones will often run on more sources than that to make their story as sort of founded as possible. I don't think James Pearce is talking out of turn when he says this. This information will come from at least one place, potentially two. But it is at odds with the ongoing rumours for Liverpool going heavy in the market for someone like Cheick Doucouré, who would be classed as a specialist number six. It does also feed into the notion of why Liverpool would be interested in pursuing someone like Ryan Gravenberch, who can be used in a number of positions in the midfield and could potentially be moulded into a number six option, but isn't an absolute dyed-in-the-wall, ready, here-and-now plug-and-play option for that. But would the signing of Wataru Endo give Liverpool that little bit of breathing room to train someone up to be the next progression in that midfield role? I guess time will tell on that one, but certainly interesting and no shortage of talking points coming off the back of that one indeed. That is that for now. If you want more on Liverpool's new sign Wataru Endo, then go and check out redmanplus.com. I've got a fabulous 50% offer code for you in a moment, but just to keep you updated on what we've got there. So Dan Club is all over the Endo transfer. Three brilliant insight shows. Bundesliga reporter Konstantin Eckner, Opta analyst Lewis Ambrose, and Japan Times reporter Dan Orlowitz, all giving their take from a whole variety of angles of what Liverpool have bought in terms of a tactical fit, the deal, how it got across the line, and the man himself coming in and what kind of stature he's carrying into the club. Head to redmanplus.com. If you sign up as a captain, you can get use the endo code to get 50% off. That is that. Right, thank you so much for joining us. That is much appreciated from me. Leave a 5-star review if you listen to this on podcasting apps, and yeah, do come and check out redmanplus.com at half price for a yearly subscription. That would be absolutely amazing. Anyway, that's it from me. Paul Machen, have a boss day, boss week, boss life. I'll see you all soon. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.